Hello, it is the 30th of September 2019. We have the star reversed and the Four of Cups and the Queen of Cups. Accept it. There is a very old joke that came to mind when I looked down at this little diorama. It goes something like this. Some unfortunate human is drowning in the ocean, screaming up to God for help. It probably sounded something like, "Help me, save me, please God. Oh, please God, save me, God, save me." A boat comes by and offers to pick him up, and he denies it, unconvinced for some reason, expecting a flaming angel or a chariot or Jesus Christ himself. This is not what he had asked for. A second little fishing boat comes by, but no, he is waiting for God. Finally, God looks down and says, "What TF are you doing? I just sent you two boats, you idiot." That's a terrible telling of your great-great-great-great-grandmother's joke, but you get my drift, hopefully. The Suit of Cups or Water, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, relates to our emotional being or state in the tarot, fluid and moving or stagnant and bitter. The thing I notice about the golden goblet held by the Queen of Cups today in the future position, who holds it as if ready to offer or drink, is uncovered, while the old-time cards have her holding a more ornate golden-lidded covered cup. The choppy sea is in the background, yet the queen is serene. It says a lot that her cup is uncovered to me and that she is more open emotionally than that old time queen. Don't know why that strikes me, but it does, because that is sort of what the spread is about. In this position, it is suggested we be open to a person of this description or be more open ourselves and operate from the heart as this queen does. She's the softest of the queens. I can't really imagine any of the others barefoot on the beach. She is heart-driven, and regardless of her sex, this is receptive feminine energy. Unconditional love. What has happened, human? The star, number 17 of the major arcana and a hopeful, inspiring, high ideal card is today in the reverse, but at least it's in the past position, Aquarius. There is hope for us yet. The human in the center and the subject at present may have idealistic and unrealistic standards so high that no human can possibly live up to them. The Four of Cups is the stagnant water I was talking about earlier. The sulking human sits cross-legged under a tree, arms folded, stubbornly refusing to even consider three cups sitting before him on the grass, untouched. Emerging from a puff of golden cloud is the sky hand who offers yet another moon in Cancer. This human may have given up altogether on other humans and even life in general. Unrealistically high hopes or standards may have led to a huge letdown. There are no superwomen or supermen. This could be comfort offered after a letdown by a woman who loves you unconditionally, possibly older, like mom or grandma or sister. You know, the one. She always knows and understands exactly how you feel. You don't even need to tell her. She just knows. Something you need is being offered, but not in the form in which you thought you wanted it, nor from the person you thought you wanted it from. Still, it's love.